BJ and Jamie.
Ba-da-bum.
Really? Really? That's how we're... Okay. All righty, then.
He's inside the studio.
Yeah.
Down, boy. Down. Down, boy.
Wait, you say that to the horse.
Well, they all animals go with that. Yeah, I do that with my dogs. Yeah. Down, boy. Yeah, down, boy. Down, girl.
Yeah. Hey, so I missed yesterday. How was it?
It was great.
Was it?
Unbelievable.
Really?
Wait till I tell you a story that we did yesterday.
Oh, really?
Right in the show. I have solidified my employment, Sean Swallow's employment, Schmidl's employment, probably for the next 10 years or so.
You guys were that good.
Well, we did something yesterday to kiss a lot of butt.
Oh,
and it worked. Really?
Would you like give out awards or something?
No. I'll get to it later.
Oh, okay.
But
All right.
I'm not so sure about your future.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we didn't throw your name in there.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to go with Association of. I'll tell you later what
okay,
we did.
Okay, I don't understand any of this.
It was solid.
Because I heard nothing.
Well, it was solid.
Okay.
Let me tell you. It was solid. Yeah. I think we did.
I think we did exactly
what we needed to do yesterday. Because there were portions of the show that sucked. I'll be honest with you.
Sean.
Yeah, there were times you just didn't come through, pal. I was counting on you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I know. I dropped the ball more than once.
Yeah, but that thing we did later with the big boss.
Yep. Knocked it out of the park.
Yes, we did.
Oh, did you have him on?
No. We just helped him out.
We didn't need to.
Big time.
This is so...
We'll get into it later.
I hate these games. I don't know what you guys did. I don't know what you did. Okay.
Go listen to the podcast. No, I don't think so.
Let me get
all right. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is Turkey Eve.
It is Turkey Eve. It's crazy.
And the turkey is loose.
I've been training.
Yeah?
I'm doing that marathon.
You know, I thought about you yesterday with you and the turkey trot, which is tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it is.
But you guys, I mean, you're going to do what? 5K? You're going to walk it for the most part?
No, I'm running it. I'm full sprint. I'm in the first tier.
Yeah, that's an easy one to get out of the truck and just go do it.
I don't know. Christy said that in her whatever, that bag that you drink your sippy drinks out of.
Yeah.
She's putting champagne in hers. I feel like that's not a good idea.
No.
I feel like you're going to be a little gassy.
Sure. I will tell you, though, of the runner's world, the turkey trot with the 5K.
Yeah.
It's like being on a co-ed, one of those beer league softball teams.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I've been
like.
On one of those. Those are fun.
That's exactly what it's like.
Fun.
It's not taken seriously.
We should do that here. I used to be on one for Alice years ago.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then slowly people wouldn't show up. And then slowly more people wouldn't show up. And then we'd always stand there like, we don't even have enough. We'd have to borrow other radio station team members to be on our team.
Just to fill out a team?
Sometimes they wouldn't show up. Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Then I would give up after a couple of weeks.
It was
probably.
Really fun, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tomorrow is the big turkey trot with Parker. And so if you see, I think it's our team is Parker Orthodontics.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're the biggest team in the thing.
Really?
Yeah, the biggest one.
You have the most members?
Yeah,
we have
the most members that are walking. And then we all have tutus.
That biggest can be taken any way, you know.
Wow.
Well, the way you just said that, there could be people on your team that's just completely too big.
I'm living in the fitness world now.
I'm saying,
it might not look like it, but I'm getting there.
Look, Linda, listen to me.
Yeah.
It could have been taken anyway. I just wanted to clear it up. You got the most members.
We have the most members and the biggest.
Yes.
We might be.
You got both.
Honestly, per pound, because all of us are a little girthy, we might be the biggest, the girthiest.
Boy. Oh, jeez.
And so we're all going to go. The tutu thing is not, it is like kind of bugging me, but I'm in it. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
The
tutu thing's going
to
happen.
I think
you'll enjoy it, actually.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I do too. And probably, now, I don't know what the numbers are, but I got a feeling that this one in Parker is probably pretty huge.
Yeah, and they have one downtown, too.
Like thousands.
And downtown, they're having one, and it's thousands as well.
Really?
Yeah. This is the only city I've ever lived in where people do things before Thanksgiving.
There's two trots tomorrow?
There's downtown has a humongous one.
Turkey trot.
Parker has one. I'm sure other cities have them.
Oh, I didn't know.
I bet that a lot of them do. Yeah. Like I said, it's the first place I've ever lived in my life where you all do stuff right before Thanksgiving. It's weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived anywhere where they do crap before Thanksgiving?
I think about every city I've ever lived in, they've done a turkey trot.
Really? I've never lived anywhere where they do.
There's one at Clement Park.
Is there?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just about
Gobble Wobble, I think.
About every city.
Gobble Wobble?
Gobble Wobble.
That's a way better name. Wow. I want to be in a Gobble Wobble.
Yeah. I think this trend just started, though, like in the last, 15 years.
Maybe
so. I don't think back in the day anybody cared.
No, I've never heard anything running before that.
Well, the runners thing has gotten so big, and now any way to just put together a run that's got a little, cleverness to it, there's a way for promoters to make money.
Well, I think everybody realized that Macy's Day Parade sucks. And there's no reason to watch that.
It may not happen.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is it's very cold and extremely windy.
Oh.
So they're thinking the balloons can't go up.
Can you remember that one time the balloon killed somebody?
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
Knocked over a light pole. Crashed on a lady's head.
Missed yesterday's show. Yeah. So sorry.
It was pretty nasty.
So we're doing the gobble wobble, what I want to call it now. We're doing that in the morning, and then all thousands, I don't even know how many people are at this poor people that are hosting it. We're all going over there for Thanksgiving, and then Saturday, you know what I mean? There's a... Boy, I'm meeting in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Another gobble wobble.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.